Here are the WGXC headlines for Friday, February 10th. Over 20,000 people are now dead after the earthquake in Turkey and Syria. A few survivors are still being rescued, but hope is fading after 5 days since the 7.8 magnitude quake hit the region. A Delaware man who threatened a black police officer with a pole attached to a Confederate battle flag as he stormed the U.S. Capitol was sentenced on February 9th to 3 years in prison. Kevin Seafried now says, quote, "I never wanted to send a message of hate," unquote. Russia will cut oil production by 500,000 barrels per day next month in response to the West capping the price of its crude over the war in Ukraine. That move could lead to higher gas prices worldwide. A report of a gun at a Quaestar school in Columbia County caused a lockout at Hudson and Ichabod Crane schools on February 9th. Republicans in the state Senate in Albany are suing to force a floor vote on Governor Kathy Hochul's judicial nomination, which Democrats voted down in committee. A 72-unit affordable housing project off Route 9W in Bethlehem in Albany County got approval from its planning board this week. Terramore Outdoor Resort has pulled its plan to develop a glamping resort along Route 212 in the town of Saugerties. And some Native Americans are in Arizona for the Super Bowl. They are protesting the Kansas City team's use of the name Chiefs and the fans repeatedly doing a tomahawk chop. Amanda Blackhorse said, quote, "We want to live in a world where our children can attend school and feel included and not met with reenactments of fake war dances on the football field," unquote.
My name is Eric from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show, and we have a busy show for you today. We're going to hear from representatives of Hudson Hall about the jazz festival that's coming there this month and the art show that's associated with it. We're also going to hear some of Ben Saritin's performance last night at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill from a live webcast and broadcast on WGXC. Catskill Maker Syndicate have the better weather coming to you, and we'll have national headlines from the Public News Service. It all starts after Jason Martin from Troy finishes this song, and then it's time for the local news on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Cold. On air, in air, channel, connection, and the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Carol McCrossin of Washingtonville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Friday, February 10th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Rebecca C. Lewis reports in City and State that New York Republicans in the state Senate are suing to force a vote on Governor Kathy Hochul's chief judge nominee, Hector LaSalle. Democrats already voted the nomination down in committee, But now Republicans want to force a full Senate vote on the judge. Republican State Senator Anthony Palumbo, the ranking minority member of the Judiciary Committee, filed the lawsuit in state court February 9th. Last month, the Judiciary Committee voted 10-9 against LaSalle's nomination. Generally, if a nominee or a bill is voted down in a committee, it does not reach the Senate floor for a vote. But Palumbo said in a statement, quote, Justice LaSalle is entitled to a full up or down vote by the full Senate, not as a courtesy, but because the Constitution requires it, unquote. Mike Murphy, a spokesperson for Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, said in a statement, quote, It is embarrassing but not surprising that the Senate Republicans have no basic understanding of the law or the Constitution, unquote. Read more about this story in City and State. Larry Rullison reports in the Times-Union that the Bethlehem Planning Board on February 7th approved the 72-unit Selkirk Reserve apartment complex off Route 9W, bringing some affordable housing in southern Albany County closer to reality. Town Board approval is still necessary to approve the $20 million project. The development is getting more than $12 million in tax credits from the state. Everyone from the governor to activists agree there is an affordable housing crisis in the Hudson Valley and throughout New York. U.S. Census Bureau data reports that the average rent in Bethlehem is $1,800 a month, above the affordable price range for the average Albany County resident. At this project called Selkirk Reserve, rents would be lower, around $1,400 for a three-bedroom unit, and 12 apartments would be set aside for military veterans. If the town approves the project that is located on vacant land near the Jericho Drive-In, construction could begin in the spring. Read more about this story in the Times-Union. Andrea Macko reports at Porcupine Soup that Prattsville is getting some state grant money to improve some of its major roads. On February 9th, New York State announced $100 million in funding for state roads impacted by extreme weather. In Prattsville, there is $759,000 to resurface Route 23 from the bridge over the Schoharie Creek to Route 23A, and $448,800 to resurface 23A from 0.3 miles east of Route 23 to 0.2 miles west of Airport Road. State Senator Michelle Hinchey was included in the press release for the funding announcement, saying, quote, Our local roads are essential to a thriving economy and public safety, and these substantial investments will have a direct impact on improving the infrastructure people rely on every day while also ensuring that the costs of upgrades don't fall on local municipalities, unquote. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Protecting the First Amendment shouldn't be partisan. Protecting the Constitution shouldn't be partisan. And protecting the fundamental principle of equal treatment under the law should not be partisan.
Republican Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio says the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government will address Americans' concerns about the Justice Department, the IRS, and what he called big tech's efforts to suppress information. But a new Washington Post ABC News poll finds a majority of Americans don't think the new GOP-controlled subcommittee serves a legitimate purpose, with 56% of those polled saying it's merely an attempt to score political points.
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Ukraine.
A verbal slip by former President George W. Bush last year drew sharp criticism and accusations that he is a war criminal. Now, more than two decades after the U.S. invasion of Iraq, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee plans to vote to repeal the two measures which sanctioned both the March 2003 invasion and 1991 U.S.-led Gulf War. Senator Chuck Schumer says war powers belong in the hands of Congress to ensure future presidents don't abuse those powers. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska says there is a path forward on protecting abortion rights.
Codification of Roe versus Wade is not going to happen unless there is a bipartisan approach to it. It is as simple as that.
On Thursday, Murkowski joined a bipartisan group of senators in reintroducing the Reproductive Freedom for All Act, which would prevent states from enacting laws imposing an undue burden on abortions and protect access to contraception. A group of House Democrats has unveiled a resolution to expel New York Representative George Santos from Congress.
We are going to expel George Santos because he is a deep rot at the very core of the United States Congress.
Fellow New York Representative Richie Torres says Santos is a con man, and if House Speaker Kevin McCarthy refuses to hold Santos accountable, Democrats will. Evidence shows Santos lied about much of his personal and professional life. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries calls Republicans who heckled President Joe Biden during his recent State of the Union address childish.
The behavior of the extreme MAGA Republicans speaks for itself.
Some Republicans jeered the president following his remarks on Social Security, but members of the GOP remain divided whether the heckling was warranted or disrespectful. Polling found a largely positive reaction to Biden's speech, while independents disapproved of the outbursts. A Delaware man who threatened a police officer and carried a Confederate battle flag through the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riot has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Yesterday, we updated you on the fight over rejected mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. In November, a slim majority of voters spurned election fraud conspiracy theorists and those trying to keep those ballots from counting. What does that mean for upcoming state legislation? In November, Democrats regained the governor's office and the Pennsylvania House. The Senate remains in Republican hands by a 28-22 majority, making passing pro-voter legislation challenging in the Senate and passing anti-voter legislation difficult in the House. One senator intends to file a bill removing the date requirement from those mail-in ballots. In December, Spotlight Pennsylvania reported compromise could take place in a few areas. Republicans want to strengthen the state's voter ID law and have filed Senate Bill 1 requiring a government-issued ID to vote, either in person or by mail. Although the bill provides a state ID at no charge for any eligible voter, it passed the Senate in January with no Democratic support. Bipartisan compromise could also allow more time for processing of mail-in ballots, aiding election workers in counting of ballots and speeding results. Paired with last year's court decision allowing the curing of ballots lacking dates or signatures, it could help thousands of votes to count. It's not all good. Another bill, SB 292, proposes to do away with Pennsylvania's mail-in voting altogether. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, February 10th. Local early morning temperatures range from 39 degrees in Voorheesville to 50 degrees already in Tannersville and Medusa. Regional average soil temperature is 34. Expect temperatures to rise a few more degrees. Most places will hit 51 by noon. Winds kick up today, getting gusty in the afternoon, so still wrap up if you're heading outside. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 15%, and M-class flare chances are looking at 75%. Some radio interference should be expected today. More calls will drop, and GPS may get a little weird. Solar wind speed is currently 465.5 kilometers per second at 7.2 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark with fair conditions overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4.6, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 150, and this has been the better weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Next, on February 9th, Tom DiPietro and Cella Graham spoke with some folks from Hudson Hall about the jazz festival that's coming there and the art show that's associated with it.
Our first guest, so to speak, is Maureen Penn Boone.
Yeah, he says it with that terrible accent. Let her introduce herself.
Jesus.
Well, so listen to me, Tom. Okay. My name is Marine Penn Verne.
Thank you
That's
so much.
That's how I say it. Just
no,
like
you said Marine, and it's Marine.
No. Marine. Marine. What?
Yeah.
Marine Penn Verne.
Okay.
Beautiful.
That's it.
Are you French?
So I was told.
Yeah, okay.
Vive la France.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah.
So you have a show. It's opening up the whole jazz festival. It's called Body and Soul, which is the title also of a famous song. And it starts on Thursday, February 16th, from 5 to 7. There's an opening night party.
That's
is that
right.
open to the public?
It's
no.
Open.
Is it?
Yes, it. Yeah.
Yes. Tom, I want us to be there. I want us to be,
okay,
be
let
live.
Okay, let me answer this question.
Go, Marine.
Okay.
This is Marine.
So I'm saying no, like,
Yeah. So you got the date right, and it's open to anyone who wants to come and celebrate the creative spirit
wow.
in mm-hmm. Hudson, New York.
Oh, yeah.
We should go.
Absolutely.
Celebrate the creative spirit?
Why not?
You yeah. gotta
yes. I know. Well, I'm going to come, but I wanted to come and be in radio as well. Yeah,
yeah? Okay. we'll bring our portable stuff. Oh, what yeah. Snacks?
They're unbelievable.
Oh my
this
God.
Guy.
Can we talk about something else?
Oh, no, I just want out there snacks.
No.
This is the guy that goes to CrossFit. I don't know.
Snacks.
Yeah, but I got to eat too.
Do you?
No. There's no snacks. Let's just drink.
Okay.
No snacks, no edibles, just drink.
Okay.
There
I was there.
Huh?
There will be
there
snacks.
There will be snacks.
There will be a little snack.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yay!
So just to appease Tom, but we do have some munchies that will be there.
Some munchies?
But we can, yeah. You know, it's from
but
5
But it's not about the food.
It's that's
not
right.
About,
it's
not
always
food.
About the food. But
about the soul.
In this case, it's also about the body and soul. And there, so there are how many portraits altogether? A dozen?
So I made 10 portraits. I made 10 portraits, medium format of my friends of you know, illustrious people in this town, such as you, Stella.
Yeah.
And
you
others,
can bring it. You can bring it towards you.
And others.
Yeah.
And
there you go.
And then I have also another body of work that is abstract.
Abstract.
Yeah.
And
some of the abstractions are also in your design for clothing.
Yes. Yeah, so I print fabric and I make kaftans. And
I love kaftans.
And kaftans.
Mm-hmm. Kaftans. Kaftans.
My cat has a big place in this whole
oh,
affair.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. With a little pendant with your picture in it.
That's right. But don't say too much. People
Why?
Need to come and
they
see
it for themselves. Yeah.
Of course they have to see it themselves.
Yeah. I mean,
and there's one huge gap in the portraiture.
Oh, my God. No, Tom.
No, Tom. Exactly.
Oh, my God,
well,
Tom.
Look. See, my co-host is there.
Here we go.
My colleague in City Hall, the mayor, is there.
Uh-huh.
Who's
That's
missing?
Right. That's
Nobody.
Right.
Keep on.
Nobody's missing.
You know, actually, that Heil might be missing.
Oh,
she's
ouch.
A phenomenal woman.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Well, listen, there are 10 portraits.
Yeah.
That's 10?
That's a lot of work.
Everybody.
Yeah.
We, before you came in, we were talking about how, you can't do everybody, yeah, sure. How the Reggie Madison portrait is really fantastic.
Fantastic.
It's really a great
thank
portrait.
Thank you so much, Tom.
It's probably my favorite.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm glad you like it. Reggie hasn't seen it yet.
Oh, really?
I hope he'll come to the opening.
Oh, he will.
Reggie, Madison, if you're listening,
yeah.
Come have fun with us.
The Nicole Vidor one was very nice.
Yes.
I didn't know Nicole is in there.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I have to come now. I have to see everything.
Yeah.
Oh!
Nicole is a dear friend.
She's sweet.
And she has such an incredible, charismatic face.
She
that
does.
I needed
she
paint.
Does. Gorgeous person.
A lot of angles.
Inside and out.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Well, she's a woman who lived life, and that's what I'm interested in painting. I'm interested.
That's why you're not in it, Tom.
Yeah, you had to put that in there. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I live life.
In your closet.
I live
yes.
a very quiet, sheltered life, but it's a life nonetheless.
Well.
I want to talk about this opening because okay. I have a very, very special guest coming.
Ooh. Who's that?
To play. The great artist Ed Sherry, who's a fantastic jazz musician.
Mm-hmm.
He plays guitar. He was also in Dizzy's band, Dizzy Gillespie band, for 20 years. He's a friend, and he's coming to play for us. With
Excellent.
He has a quartet?
No, it's just him and a keyboard player, Kyle Kohler. So they're both going to play for the opening, and that's going to be fun. I hope I have friends who want to sit in and sing songs. You're all welcome to sit in, sing a standard, sing anything you'd like.
Cool.
Ed can play anything in any tempo, in any keys. So
we should also mention, as you did earlier, Celia, that I don't even want to say her name anymore because I'll just be corrected all the time.
Oh, come
Marin.
On.
Marin.
You can
mm-hmm.
say
That's great.
Marin.
No, because now it doesn't come from a natural place.
Mm.
You're
What's
trying
natural?
Too much.
What
You're
is
forcing
natural?
It.
Just
okay. So now this woman sitting here also has a shop on Warren Street.
That's right. I have what I call the atelier where I design, I make one-of-a-kind piece. I also receive my clients. I meet with my clients. And it's a lovely little spot in the most, how do you say, crookiest building?
Crooked.
No, but the most.
Oh, the most crooked.
Crooked.
Yeah.
Is it crooked?
The crookedest.
Yeah. You've never seen that? Notice.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
The crookedest.
The crookedest.
Oh, that's right.
Go.
The crookedest building in Hudson.
Yes.
So it's
it
a
is.
Must. It's
it
a
is.
Must see.
It is.
And I'm still in there. It's not ready to fall on me. It's just a beautiful
Well,
place.
Another reason that it makes sense, you're, the opening, that your art is the opening to the jazz festival, is I happen to know you play the saxophone.
Well, okay.
Do
so
you?
Yes,
she
does.
All these little treats.
This is not, okay, this is not the... I'm not even going to go there. I play against the
wall. Oh, my God. Everything I bring up, she doesn't want to talk about.
For myself and my cat. But what I...
I've heard you, so it's not true.
I'm very honored to be opening this jazz festival because jazz, what we call it jazz, I call it that music, is the most inspiring art form in my life. I came to New York City as a young girl and you know, was completely sucked in this world, and I learned how to love it, and it's been with me since. So, yeah, I pick up the saxophone in my downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were you a jazz fan before you came here?
Of course. My father had a great collection of records. That's why I started to... interested in the music, because you know, the back of the pockets, it's all the stories about those artists recording in New York, and so I had my heart
and your mind
set on New York, so I came to New York City.
I happen to know you took a little trip to Nicaragua recently. How was that?
Yeah, it's great. I always go back to Nicaragua.
Future inspiration for something?
Yeah.
What? Clothing? Paintings? What?
Just relaxing, you know, on the beach.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Nicaragua is a beautiful country with so much potential. But I don't want to talk too much about it because I don't want this,
okay,
this place
to... Okay, let's get the list of all the things
Instagram
she doesn't want to talk about.
Nicaragua is a beautiful place.
Yes.
It's quite untouched. There's not a million people there.
There you go.
There's not a million people there. It's super quiet, lovely people. It's just a great place.
Okay. Well, since you're reluctant to talk about anything, we should...
No!
Should go
okay.
To
the,
no,
listen,
no, no.
Listen, ask the question,
Tom. Oh, okay. Sheila can ask questions, too.
Okay, well...
Could I?
Yeah.
You're just sucking the air out of the whole room.
Okay, Sheila.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man. Go ahead.
So, the paintings that you have, are they up for sale, auction? Are they meant to just be an inspiration into the space that you have as body and soul? What will happen to them after?
Well, so, you know, an artist needs to make a living.
Here
so
we go. That's right.
So, yeah, they're all for sale, of course. The pricing is something I worked on with some counseling, because I want the work to be available for people. But anyway, it's all available to buy, and also I love to collaborate with people, and I love to paint portraits. And so I'm inviting people to commission me, and then regardless of you know, painters used to paint portraits of wealthy people.
Aristocrats and all this, yeah.
But it doesn't have to be that way. I paint all sizes. I work with you. It's one of my passions, so I'm not going to stop. But I'm inviting people to commission me and work with me, you know.
Okay.
There you go, Tom. That's your invite. That's how you get a portrait done.
Yeah.
Pay for it.
Well, not only pay for it, but when you commission it, you're also commissioning your idea of what you want from it, right?
Ooh.
Exactly.
Because when it's something that the artist is desiring, they control it. When you're requesting it, it's whatever you want it to be. You can stage it however you like.
I'd rather the artist tell me what he or she sees.
No, but it's yours, Tom.
Okay.
Nobody else will want to see it but you.
Ouch.
But commission pieces are excellent. I just recently read a book over the summer about that kind of work.
Oh, yes? What's the book? Do you know?
I'm going to get it for you, yeah. And it was just like a lot of sculptures, muses. It was touching on all those things. So I was a muse for you then, in that sense. Yeah. What?
I was going to say, you're a muse for me every week.
Is that right?
Yes, of course. You inspire me. You inspire me.
Also, I decided to do a portrait show for this show, because the space invites this kind of show. It's like the portrait gallery now.
Yeah.
And the sizes of the portraits are right for the place. So I wanted to do that, and I wanted to feature the community too, you know. So that's why I decided to do a portrait show.
So whose idea was it to marry your portraiture to the jazz festival?
Well, it's Tammy, Tambra, Tambra Dillon. I approached Tambra last year, and I asked her, you know, I told her Tambra I would love a show. And she thought it would be a great idea to open the jazz festival. And oh my God, yes, of course.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you, Tammy.
There you go. And once again, the opening is next Thursday, and we'll try to be there live. But it's from 5 to 7 at Hudson Hall right here on Warren Street, 327, by the way. You can just show up. You don't have to call or anything.
It's free.
It's free.
Mm-hmm. So many people ask me, how much is it? Like, I've never paid to go to any openings. I didn't know it was a thing.
No, you don't pay
for
it.
No, it's free.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone is welcome.
The voice you hear now is Jessie Layden, or Jessica Layden, mm-hmm. who is, what's your title now? I can never remember your title.
I do community programming at Hudson Hall, so uh-huh. all of our youth programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I also run our social media, and so I work in marketing.
It's not like one title? You got to give
no,
three?
It's kind of, it keeps expanding. But I am
talented. You do also
and I do the digital design.
Okay.
Digital design is huge.
It's a fabulous field, and I've learned so much from working at Hudson Hall.
Cool.
Yeah, it's super fun.
What's your what's one of your favorite tools in digital design?
So I use InDesign for a lot of. So this postcard you see was made in InDesign.
So do you use a vector? Do you use a vector of what Marine gives you, or did you actually take a still of this?
So this is So Marine
nice?
Took this photo here. And so I did a lot of the formatting, the color arrangement, and then on the back too, text. And I also do a lot of the posters at Hudson Hall too.
Yeah, you do.
InDesign. It's such a creative outlet for me. It's really fun. It's relaxing. I do a lot of, and the social media is really fun for me too.
You think it's fun, huh? God
yeah.
bless you. You ever feel like your work is never completed? Like when you do something like this, do you feel like more tweaks you could have done, more things you could have added? Or
oh, of course.
Yeah, it's never really.
Of course. And about on that social media point, I don't use my own social media.
No.
It's strictly just do it through work. That's kind of my outlet. And then everything else is just kind of off because it's too much sometimes.
That's true.
Yeah.
We should also mention that at that opening night party, there'll be music by Ed Cherry and Kyle Kohler.
Yes. And I mentioned this little earlier. The beautiful musicians. Very grateful that they're coming to play for the opening.
And don't worry if you can't make it opening night. The show will be on view through April 2nd. That means the entire month of March.
Yes.
You can go to Hudson Hall and see this
artwork.
That's
a fact. And again, nobody's going to harass you for a checkbook or a ticket or a stub or anything. You can just walk in and enjoy and be a part of.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which, by the way, is not true of the jazz festival, where you actually have to pay some money.
Well,
so can I say
I'm not saying that.
About
oh,
the jazz festival?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Because it's a okay. So this jazz festival is so solid.
And by the way, you can't talk about actual prices, okay?
It's what? Heavyweight.
Why?
It's
radio.
It's a radio
rule.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Radio.
Okay, so
it's for listener-supported nonprofit. All
got
that
it.
Stuff.
Yeah. It's a great lineup of stellar artists here.
Any favorites of yours?
Well, I'm looking forward to listening to them. I've listened to Lucy Yegyazarian, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's amazing. And I'm looking forward to hearing everybody else, you know. I know some of those folks, but listening to music live is just a different experience.
It sure is.
So please come to this festival. It's incredible. You're supporting this really magnificent institution in town, Hudson Hall, which I thank immensely. And also, I just want to say something about Hudson Hall. It's led by Tammy Dillon, Tambra Dillon, who has a staff of incredible people. The work they do is just, I'm experiencing this for the first time working with them. And the
so let's give shout outs.
The support is incredible. Thank you so much at Sun Hall. Jessica, you're amazing.
We have Jessica,
we have one
Sage
guy,
Carter.
Jessica, Sage.
Caroline Lee Patterson.
Caroline Lee. We have Oleg Blitsky.
Oh, Oleg Blitsky.
And then we have Casey Peck. Who else am I missing? I think that's it.
Cool.
Oh, and Kaylee Warren, who works on the weekends. Shout out, Kaylee.
It's a great team.
Yeah. It's because it's female dominated.
Well,
there's
hey.
Something to it, guys.
Yes.
Definitely.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Watch it.
What do you mean?
Watch it.
What do you mean?
No, but come on. Women can rule the world.
Exactly. And
for
or
sure.
the show.
And the show. Yeah.
Anyway, so who picked the artists for this year's Jazz
Festival? So our curator is Kat Henry. She curated the last Hudson Jazz Festival as well. Kat is just a phenomenal human and has, you know, helped connect us with these, you know, top-of-the-line jazz musicians. I mean, Marquise Hill is someone I'm very excited to see, and Dia Owens. They're all so accomplished in their own right, and she really did a great job of, you know, getting the stellar lineup for us.
Yeah,
Kat's
yeah.
a really good friend of us at Hudson Hall. We love her.
So can you imagine the soundtrack to come from this?
It's going to be phenomenal. Yeah. Yeah.
So how many nights are we talking about here? Let's see.
So we have 8 nights total and 7 performances. So Marines are opening, and then we have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then next weekend, Thursday through Sunday.
Okay.
So essentially, it's on weekends.
Exactly.
Towards the end of the week.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Let's go over some of these. Marquis Hill, well known, trumpeter. He is one of the early ones performing. Sarah Charles. I don't know. What
Sarah Elizabeth Charles.
Yep. Sarah Elizabeth Charles. That's going to be a really awesome show.
Very awesome.
She's going to have a. She's having art on stage with her. She just came out with Blank Canvas, which is her newest album, and it's she's having the artwork that inspired the album up with
cool.
her.
We should play
stage.
A little bit of her in the background, Tom. That's your cue. Hey, you're in that commander seat. Get on it.
Are you actually snapping your fingers at
I
me?
Am.
Ouch. And, of course, I'm responding appropriately, which is to say I'm going to do that, what she tells me to do.
That's right. Isn't that chair comfortable, Tom? You see it? You feel
yes.
it?
Yes.
You two are quite an act, I have to say.
Well, you know, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. He's roped at this point. So okay. did you know that Hudson would have this much of a range for you when you first came here? Because, I mean, when I first met you, you were just a very creative mom. But you were also very inspiring. Like I could see there was something more coming. I didn't know you'd go this far, but did you think that you could bring all of your talents to Hudson in this way?
It's not a matter of thinking if I could. That's who I am. You know, I bring it everywhere I go.
Mm. But not every place would be as receptive. Some places are just like.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, I believe that, you know, we're all born artists, you know. We're all creative people. And I think we all have the potential to be receptive, you know. Hudson is a particular place because it's close to New York City. A lot of artists are coming up here. We have quite a large community of artists in Hudson, so people are receptive, most people here, you know. There's music, there's galleries, I mean, galleries are gallery, painters, musicians. It's everywhere, every corner of this town, which is lovely. What was your question?
No, that was it. I mean, some people come here and they feel stifled, they don't feel that they can accomplish, but you seem to not have that glass ceiling. You seem to have a clear view.
I mean, look, I come from a hamlet in the middle of nowhere in Britain. That's where I grew up. And when I left, I had a big vision. I didn't have a dream of doing this or that, but I had a vision. I knew I was going to be the artist I wanted to be. So it doesn't matter where I am, where I go.
You're going to bring it with you.
Yeah.
On Thursday, February 9th, local performer Ben Sarriton was at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. And WGXC had a live broadcast of his show and a webcast of the rest of the performers. Here is the beginning of Ben Sarriton's show, February 9th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill.
Whatever, though, that's up to you. A dried up well. It's always a special night at the Avalon Nosh. I know that's a cheap shot, but it's true. It'll have to do. I'm gonna try like a brand new song, like